How many mitzvahs in Parshas Bo have to do with time? Any idea? Well, matzah has to do with time. You got to bake your matzahs quickly. Chometz has to do with time, because if you goofed and you didn't bake them quickly, you're not have chometz. What? Kirsha Chodesh is a good one.
Tefillin.
Tefillin? Depending on what you think about Lila Lazma and Tefillin. Okay. I don't mean time bound mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Very, very specific time. The Shachta is so called. Ben Arayim, you can't shech it too early. You can't late. You have to eat it. Ochel is supposed to be Lila Lazah. Maybe you have to chatzos. You can't eat it. Almost a shach. You have to burn it. And nice better bring it. Wherever you're going, this parsha is very, very busy with telling us to do things at the right time. Why such an emphasis on Zman in Parsha's Bo? The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Kama, Eino demachdish davar shein hashalom. A person cannot declare to be holy something that you don't own. Right? You don't own the house, you don't own the car, you don't own the animal, it can't be machdish it. So Ein Adam mekadish Zman shein hashalom. You don't own time, then you can't be Mekadish time. When you're an Eved, the thing that you don't own the most is time. You don't own property either, but the thing that's for sure not in your control is your time. The very first mitzvah you give to Klal Yisrael, when they become no longer Avadim, it's a Chesed Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. To give Klal Yisrael while they're Avadim, the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh would be ridiculous. How do you declare Kedusha Zman? If you don't own Zman, you can't be Mekadish Zman. So the whole thrust of Parshas Bo was to say, Klal Yisrael, Kedusha Baruch Hu, I just gave you the gift of time. Now let's use the time properly. Now that you have, now that you're Bayim on time, now use Kedusha Zman. Kedusha Zman requires that there's Mitzvah Zman of Korban Pesach, and there's Zman of Chometz, and there's Zman of Matzah. Everything is revolving now around the Kedusha Zman. So Beisai, Chazal tell us, Mishnah Pagiyos, Eim Lucha Ben Chayrin on Isha Sikta Torah. Why is learning Torah such an expression of Chayrus? Because Talmud Torah is the mitzvah that permeates all that time. It's the mitzvah that, well, you know, there's no moment where it doesn't apply. It's for Yom Belayla. Most of the mitzvahs are some degree time. I mean, the mitzvahs to be this, but some degree. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is all the time. And mitzvah Talmud Torah takes up most of the time. We think about the amount of time of our lives that we spend on mitzvahs. So we spend a few minutes every day on tefillin, you know, in Kiddush, you know, eating matzah, shofar, you know, shekalulah, something. Add up, sachakol, a few hours, you know, the whole year in terms of shmiras and mitzvahs. Except for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a group of our lives. It should be. The ability to be matzliach at Talmud Torah, spend the time that's required for Talmud Torah, is working with the premise that a person understands that they're Taka Ben Chayim. So, give him a bracha. You know, we just started the new second half of Zman together. So it should be a Zman of Eim Lecha Ben Chayim Mishan Sikut Torah. The Abba Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the gift of time, so use that gift of time, use it in the best possible way, and continue to stay, continue to grow, and hopefully it's Sunday morning, bright and early, back to Moichem Nas Lichtov for part two of Moichem Nas Lichtov. Okay, stop.